just gone past a busload of red-berried Ukrainian riot police next to this pink and white building. Two security guards checking people as they're going through the door. Can I have a look in my bag?
Please open.
Спасибо. Thank you. So this is the opening event for this year's Kiev Gay Pride.
Kyiv Pride 2016 оголошується відкритим.
The tight security could be explained by the fact that the gay community in Ukraine has been the victim of violence in the past, but also because here tonight is the US State Department's first ever representative for gay and transsexual rights. His name is Randy Berry.
Well, I think for all of us that want to see Ukraine thrive and realize its potential, at the core of that is true equality for all of its citizens.
Western governments like America and Britain are pushing Ukrainian politicians on gay rights.
Ukrainians are fighting to defend their right to be a sovereign, democratic European country, and this is an element of that.
The British ambassador in Kiev, Judith Goff, herself openly gay, she argues this is one aspect of changing Ukraine post-2014 and those huge protests on Kiev's Maidan or Independence Square.
When Ukrainians took to the Maidan 2 years ago, they were fighting for European values, principles, democracy. And part of that, of course, is tolerance and the protection of the rights of the individual.
Are you worried that some parts of the Russian media will portray this issue as excessive European liberalism imposed from abroad?
There is a minority in this country that is vocal and aggressive and would like to push back against some of those very values that people here are fighting for. And my personal experience of Ukrainians is that they aren't intolerant in that way. I think there is a silent majority that is less comfortable having discussions. And this is because it is a very new topic for debate in the country. But I think the positive thing is that debate is now being had in a way that it hasn't been had before. And of course, we know from the British experience that it can take a long time to move things forward.
Last year's gay pride in Kiev turned violent as far-right activists fought running battles with the police. We're on our way now to meet Artyom Skarapadsky, and he's the press spokesman for a far-right group in Ukraine called Right Sector. And on social media in the run-up to Gay Pride, he has warned of a possible bloodbath if the event goes ahead. He said his group would not kill anyone or cause bloodshed, but that it would try and block the march because it went against nationalist Christian values. The idea of the Ukrainian nation is much more important, he said, than leftist, liberal human rights. Of course, Ukraine, a Christian Orthodox country, is more conservative on gay rights than Western Europe. Do you support gay pride here in Kiev? Not now, says Viktor, because there are bigger things going on, like the war. 16-year-old Nana says being gay should be hidden, as she thinks it's not normal. But 24-year-old Artyom says if people want to be heard, they should be able to march.
I don't walk on my own. I try not to leave the house after 9 p.m. I got a warning on the internet that my life is in danger.
Zorian Kis is a gay activist in Kiev.
Most of the people still think that gay people are aliens, that homosexuality is something foreign. And what most Ukrainians still want is for gay people to leave the country. And that's actually what happens.
Gay people and their supporters say this weekend's march in Kiev is about equality and human rights. But a small group from the far right will turn up too, to try and spoil what would otherwise be a fairly low-key party.